As with many industries, the comedy industry is dominated by men. In 2016, comedian and writer Meredith Kishel found that in about 20 American comedy shows, only 30% of those guests were women. It's not uncommon for women to be a second thought on and off stage. Rayanne Langdon has been doing improv shows for just over 3 years. She has been taking classes at Second City, The Assembly, and other comedy associations all over Toronto. Rayanne has been troubled by how she has seen the way women are treated.
In this community, one thing that I love is it's unforgivable to be a shitty man. There's not a lot of communities like that. Everyone in the comedy community is afraid they're going to end up on X website or like be talked in whatever thread. It shouldn't have to exist that way for someone to take that mentality.
On stage, however, men still tend to claim more spotlight and experience less pressure to be amazing.
Men will be louder and like take up more space, and then women become smaller on stage because of it. You know, a guy can come out like so casually, like enter the stage and just be like, what are we doing here today? What am I gonna do? And like start that way and like get a laugh and then just go into whatever joke. But if a woman came out and was like just not immediately just like punchline to the gut, everyone would be so pissed. There is more pressure to be like confident and not let people see that you're weak.
The pressure women feel doesn't just come from the audience's expectation. Doing improv has made Rayanne realize that women are expected to play a certain role by their fellow performers.
Like, women will be kind of given gross positions to be in scenes if chosen by a dude. Like, they'll walk out and be like, oh, my sweet wife. And you're like, oh, cool, I'm a fucking wife. Great.
Do the cars in Cars have health insurance or car insurance?
This is Asia Bachman, a 17-year-old from Arizona who uses TikTok, a social media app for people to share comedy or entertainment videos. The high school senior is not a comedian or an entertainer, but uses the app to perform her best jokes and be hilarious for her followers.
I really like the quick format. Sometimes you can't carry on something in a YouTube video, and I felt like I've tried making YouTube videos, but it's not as... it doesn't feel as freeing as TikTok does.
Asia has nearly 400,000 followers on TikTok. If you think about it, that's like performing at 7 packed Rogers Centers.
I don't think I've mentally grasped that I have that much of a following. Because if I did, I don't think I'd be posting the things I am. But I'm glad that I don't have a grasp of like how many people follow me so I can be more free.
Having a platform like TikTok relieves some of those in-real-life pressures that come with performing on stage for women. Whether that be through seeing other men perform or having to please an audience, on TikTok, Asia gets to create whatever she wants, however she wants. But that does not completely erase the backlash one may get on the app. Asia is a young woman of color and will face different intersections of oppression. On TikTok, users are able to record and share their reactions to other videos. So, she has seen boys react to her comedy bits by fake laughing or showing that they're not really impressed by her content.
Race-wise as well, I've gotten a few Asian slurs, but I think humor is the way to let people realize that women are more than just people who do makeup and beauty videos. Like, we have more to ourselves. I'm just really proud that I'm posting things that I'm passionate about and not worrying about what people think of me. And I'm fortunate enough mentally to be able to do that. A lot of people can't do that, but I'm glad that I've kind of moved on and been like, yeah, I may be a woman, but I am funnier than you. So
I love that.
Asia is becoming more and more comfortable being funny and expressing herself on TikTok, so much that it has become a potential start to a comedic career. She's gaining experience performing in front of an audience and making them laugh.
It's great just because you reach so many people. The reaction is instant and you can tell if it's good or bad. So I do think it's a good place to practice.
Rayanne even uses TikTok to create her own niche content with memes and jokes specifically about the improv community. And as a woman in her 30s, she just wants to know what Generation Z are laughing at these days. For the most part, TikTok is a very positive and encouraging community.
There'll be like a 50-year-old lady being like, oh, don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm just doing my best. People are like, yes, girl, you slay. You look incredible. I hope I look that good when I'm your age. And it's very nice.
Those positive comments find their way to Asia's profile too. Her followers have told her that she should be a comedian because she has the potential to be really funny.
And it also helps you kind of decide if you want to do that for a living. You know, I never thought of it that way. I've always aimed for something else, but all of a sudden this is happening. I'm like, well, maybe.
As young women of Gen Z grow up with TikTok and other social media apps, the concept of being comfortable behind a screen really has come to play a role in their self-confidence. These apps have become a training ground for young women. Dealing with trolls and getting tougher skin, practicing their entertainment abilities, and handling a group of followers is practice for a potential career in comedy. They may not even realize it.
Personally, I don't think I'm that funny, but then I love rewatching my own videos, but who knows? It kind of depends. I'm kind of early in my TikTok career, as they say, so we'll see what the future holds. That'd be pretty cool, though.
So why do you want to be a comedian? For the free stool and water?